This is the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, Episode 3.
You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, practical business advice for startup moms.
Thank you for joining me today on the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast. I'm Sarah Kornack. This is our first podcast episode of What We Are Learning This Week. It's a beautiful day here in Pittsburgh. The sun is shining, the weather is kind of cool but kind of warm, it's just perfect. So I'm excited to talk with you today about what I've been learning in the business world this week. I listened to an episode on Entrepreneur on Fire, the podcast by John Dumas, episode number 583, where he interviewed Jim Wang. It was a great episode, I thought, and Entrepreneur on Fire. If you're not familiar with that website, he does a business-related podcast every single day of the week. So be sure to check out that podcast. In this particular episode, Jim Wang was discussing a project idea that he and a friend had that never quite got off the ground. And he attributed the reason for that to be the fact that no one person was in charge. So he and his friend both had an idea, both had different parts of the project that they were working on, and he felt that because no single person was in charge, that the project eventually fizzled and died out. And I do think that that can be true sometimes. Both people are not equally passionate about the project, then I do believe that it is possible for a project to fizzle out. He felt that no one was in charge and someone had to be in charge and you couldn't do things 50-50. Now, from our previous episode on our Brilliant Business Moms podcast, we talked with Abby. And she mentioned in her podcast, and I know from personally speaking with her, that her husband, Donnie, has been an instrumental partner in her business growth, especially in recent months. He's come on board more in assisting with the business side and marketing side of her blog. Now, that's a husband and wife relationship, so I'm sure it's easy for both of them to stay on target. There's constant communication, obviously, hopefully, between the husband and wife. And I'm sure in their house, there's constant communication about what needs to be done for the business. Now, you know that Bethann and I have an Etsy shop that we began actually working on the project about 2 years ago. I'd say July of 12 was when we really got the idea and we started working out how we would accomplish this. Now, you may not know that Bethann and I live in two different parts of the country. I'm in Pittsburgh, which is where we grew up, but because Bethann is a military spouse, right now her husband is stationed in South Carolina. So obviously, we don't get to be together as much as we would like, and that can create some difficulties in owning a business together. But actually, so far, Bethann and I have really found the distance not to be too much of an object standing in our way of accomplishing our business goals. Here is what I think makes the difference for us, which kind of contradicts what Jim Wang was expressing on the Entrepreneur on Fire podcast. And I think he is right some of the time. But let me explain how Bethann and I are able to have a business together, long distance, and both equally in charge. We're 50-50. There's no boss between us. But this is our strategy, and I think this is why it works for us. Number one, we know each other's strengths and weaknesses, and I mentioned that in the introduction episode. I'm the numbers person, accounting background. I handle the books. We're both detail-oriented in different ways. I'm more watching our pennies. Bethann is more detail-oriented when it comes to visually how we present things or express things with words. A picture that I think is perfectly acceptable on our Etsy shop, which is the Amateur Naturalist. If you go to Etsy.com, Type in the Amateur Naturalist, you'll find us. I would have said other pictures were okay to put on our Etsy shop. And Beth Ann, she's so detail-oriented when it comes to the visual aspects that she said, no, we can do this better. And I think our photos in our Etsy shop have made a huge difference. But I think you have to let each other have the reins on certain areas that is more suited to them. I let Beth Ann make kind of those decisions on the visual aspects of the shop because she is more inclined to nitpick that, but that makes a better product that stays on our shop page all the time. The other thing that we do that I think helps is that allows us to equally share in the business and equally work hard is we both have equal amounts of passion for the business, whether it's the Amateur Naturalist Etsy shop or if it's this new podcast venture with Brilliant Business Moms. We both have passion for the project, and so we both work hard. Now, sometimes it ebbs and flows, and we recognize that. And we both recognize that there are personal circumstances that come up in our lives that we need to pull back on, and the other person will still be working hard, and the other person momentarily pulls back. But we know that the other person, the passion hasn't left. That is still there. So we balance each other in that way, and we both have equal amounts of passion, and we both can respect each other's personal life. So when her husband Chris came home from a long deployment, she got a break from business stuff, as it should be, and you know, I held down the fort. Our mother is also a part of the business, and so, you know, she and I stepped in when Bethia needed some time to actually see her husband after he'd been gone for 9 months. So I think that's number two, an equal share of the passion, and combined with that, recognizing strengths and weaknesses. The other thing that we do to stay on top of things, even though we are in two different locations, very far apart, is we use a program called Trello. I heard about this program when I asked. We were having problems staying on task and knowing what each person was supposed to be doing and when it was due and who was doing it, what they were doing. And in a business, there's always a laundry list of things you want to do, should be doing, immediate, not so immediate. And we were having a little bit of trouble finding a way to centralize that for both of us. I mean, pen and paper doesn't work if Beth Ann's in South Carolina and I'm in Pittsburgh. I get a weekly email from Time Management Ninja. And if you haven't heard of that site before, definitely check it out. It's Time Management Ninja. And he is a time management productivity type expert. So when we were having this struggle about assigning tasks and keeping each other accountable, I emailed a question to Time Management Ninja, and they got back to me very quickly. I was very impressed. And I just asked the question, we're in two different parts of the country. We need a program, an internet application, something that will help us both stay on the task for each project. Because sometimes there are different projects going on that almost require two different sets of lists. And so when they got back to me, they recommended Trello. And we have found that Trello has been a very useful tool for us to use so that we're both on the same page. So how Trello works is you can have your own Trello boards, or this is what we do, you invite other people to share the same boards. So Beth Ann and I can go in and update lists of things to do, and we can assign a person to do it. We can assign a due date. We can add comments. We could attach a file. And it helps us to outline our tasks, our projects. You can have multiple projects going on at the same time. You can have a personal board and a shared board. It has been extremely helpful for us to get ourselves equally organized. And if you head on over to brilliantbusinessmoms.com, I have a video screenshot tutorial up of the basics of how to use Trello. It's very easy to use. If you watch the quick video tutorial, you'll have it down in no time flat and can start using it. So I would encourage you, if you have a business, an already established business, or a business you want to begin, and maybe you want to do it with your sister or your friend or your mother, but you're not sure about how to logistically make that work where everybody is on the same page, I'd encourage you to check out our tutorial on Trello. As I said, it's free and it has been a lifesaver for us. So don't be afraid to go into business with your mom or your sister or your best friend. You can make it work with a 50-50 arrangement where everybody is contributing equally. Trello will help you stay on target and on task, but you must start out. You must each have the passion for the business. If one person is gung-ho and the other person is lukewarm, then the 50-50 split, I agree, will not work. Both of you have to be 100% committed to the business and the goals. Doesn't mean you'll agree 100% of the time. But if that never-wavering commitment and passion for the business, the desire to build it, make it grow, make it into what you want it to be, is there equally for both of you, then I believe you can succeed as a partnership in business. So that's what I've been learning this week. I encourage you, go to Trello, check it out, get your business partner, start assigning some tasks, and get going. Thanks again for listening to the Brilliant Business Moms podcast. Talk to you later.